Hello, you're listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators who are figuring out how to better feed the world. My name is Petrolano Ali, and in this episode, an engineer tells us how his invention could improve milk production. Every year, $1 trillion of milk is sold worldwide. Small farmers in many developing countries face problems with low milk production. But an electrical engineer and innovator from Pakistan hopes to help them with a Fitbit for cows. It's called Kala, a collar for cows that is equipped with sensors to monitor their health, production, and even if someone is stealing them. Umer Adnan, a graduate of electrical engineering from Arizona State University, now living in Memphis, Tennessee, says his invention texts such critical information directly to farmers. The result is reduced cost, more milk, and yes, more milk and more profits. Ali Hussein, a reporter for The Food Fix, spoke with Umer on phone.
Hi, Umer, and welcome to The Food Fix.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before we dive into the technology that you have made, help us understand the problem statement for which you built this innovation.
So the problem is that there are 300 million dairy cows in the world, and they're spread over in the form of dairy farms. And dairy farms can be as small as 2 cows and or 1 cow, and they can be as large as 10,000 cows. The other problem is that they're not all operating at the same level of efficiency, and they're not all as productive. And so what Kowler is that it's basically, we built a Fitbit for dairy cows that helps farmers become more productive and efficient, especially the ones that are not doing so well.
When you say that a cow is not doing well, what does that really mean?
There is a number of ways in which you can look at productivity of a dairy farm. The first and foremost is that the cows have to be milking, right? So if you've got a lot of cows on your farm and they're not giving milk, then you've got a problem. You've still got to feed them. They're not giving you milk, which you can't sell. So that's a productivity issue. So the biggest concern, one of the biggest factors at a dairy farm is how many cows are milking and what's their reproduction rate. Are they able to catch heat cycles or estrus cycles on time? And are they able to inseminate their cows to make sure that they have a good positive number? That's one of the biggest issues on dairy farms. The second one is health problems. I mean, cows can be, there's a number of diseases that they can be affected with. There's other health problems that if they're not identified on time, they get culled from the herd. And that's another thing to worry about from the dairy farm's point of view. And then there's just things like milk yield, right? So the average milk yield is so different in different parts of the world. In some cases, it's primitive agri practices. In some cases, it's the breed of the cow. But yeah, there's like so much room for improvement in all those things. I mean, this is what we're essentially trying to solve. We're trying to make something for the farmer where they don't have to buy millions of dollars of equipment, where they don't have to get all the technical advancements that the world's most technologically advanced or best dairy farm would have. They can actually just start using something that is affordable to the pocket, and that actually just makes use of data to help them make better decisions.
How does a collar work?
So collar is basically a wearable collar that you put around the cow's neck. It tracks the temperature, it tracks activity, and it tracks the behavior of each cow. And we do that by monitoring the movements of the cow's neck and how it's moving and when it's eating. So we know when a cow is eating, we know when it's sleeping, we know when it's ruminating. This information, we can then start to get a picture. We know the breed of the cow, we know the age of the cow, that the farmer has already told us those things. And so from that information, we know the climate, we know the ambient temperature. From that information, we're able to basically generate actionable recommendations so that farmers can help boost their reproduction rate. We help them with the early stage disease detection alerts. So we're looking for signs and symptoms of diseases. Just basically tell them the cow is not well, you should call the vet and get it checked out. And oftentimes, actually most of the time, that's supposed to happen before they can actually identify it themselves. Our job is to make sure that if their cow is not well, and if it's showing signs of abnormality, and if it's showing signs of some sort of like disease, we are able to like tell them and let them know that this is not normal, right? And then we help them with actionable recommendations on how to improve cow comfort, increase cow health. We help them with if the cow is in heat stress. Cows are really affected by temperature, by the way. So we help them ensure that the farm manager knows that these things are happening and they can actually take remedial steps to stop them from happening. And then there's another feature that we just slapped on. It's basically the fourth thing that we can do is we can provide geolocation services for the cows. Mm-hmm. So if your cow runs away or somebody steals your cow or somebody takes the strap off, we are able to identify that and we're able to inform the farmer.
Where have you tested it so far?
Our work is basically based on a body of research that was more than 350 research publications. And we started last year in Pakistan. And we've deployed this on more than 350 cows in Pakistan and done over 14 months of actual testing. So we've had 14 months of data where we've constantly gone back, worked with our paid pilot customers and our farmers. That has helped us improve our algorithms tremendously. We're trying to apply dairy science on a very simplistic level. At the end of the day, the farmer just may get a text message and they can choose to like see why those recommendations were made. And you go from there.
And what is the response from the farmers?
We were able to significantly improve reproduction rates. We were able to improve milk yield by on average of 15%. And that number keeps improving and going up because we're able to give out better recommendations now to our farmers. And we've done about 6 iterations of the product so far. So the hardware kept getting revised. So the first thing that's slightly different than some of the other products in this space is that it's incredibly easy to use. There's no on switch. You don't have to turn it on. You just pull it out of its box and you put it on a cow. Cow automatically knows that it's on a cow now and it turns on automatically. It's got 6 months of battery life per charge. It's rugged. It's waterproof. Cows can't shake it off. And it's really comfortable for them to wear. So after the first 6 hours, the cow won't even notice it's there.
And how much does it cost?
We're disruptively priced because we're not really trying to make our profit from selling the product. We're actually trying to convince the farmer that it's the data that's more important. We're all about customer success in this case. We don't make our money upfront at all. We charge $69 upfront right now for the cowler. That's just basically covering the cost of the hardware itself. That's it. Then we give them 3 months of free data. And then we are able to like onboard them, help them through their problems and make them realize how our recommendations are actually helping them improve their productivity. And after that, we just charge them $3 a month per cow. Because of the pilots that we've already done back home in Pakistan, we're able to prove that we can actually add about $30 in value a month per cow just by using our recommendations on average.
What is the maintenance cost for the cowler?
It's got a 3-year battery life and you basically require very little to no maintenance. And that's also over the last 14 months. We've been talking to customers, we've been applying the thing that they've been telling us, and we've been trying to make sure that this sort of like works for our target customer, and because they don't have a lot of tech savviness. That's why we made it incredibly simple to use. Under the hood, it's incredibly sophisticated, I'll say. Overall, from the farmer's point of view, there's not much maintenance in there. You just have to take it off every 6 months and charge the battery. That takes about like less than a day to do.
So how is the response from the farmers?
They're incredibly happy. As I said, from the pilots itself, we've achieved more than just the feedback and the product development. We've also got almost 3,000 pre-orders, actually 3,262 to be exact as of this morning. We're at a stage where farmers are really looking forward to us like really taking this to market. And we're also at the same time exploring how we can do this for the U.S. market. So for the past few months, I've been in the U.S. We're based out of Memphis, Tennessee. I've basically been hopping around the country right now and just trying to figure out how do we make this work for farms in the U.S.
How is your experience of working in U.S. with the farmers here and with the organizations here?
It's really convenient, I'll say that. There's a lot of good dairy science programs in the U.S., like in Cal Poly and Cornell, and there's just so many opportunities to work with these folks and try to like basically incrementally build and improve our product over time. Working with people in academics at the same time and working with actual real customers, because at the end of the day, that's what really matters, right? So if your customers are happy, if they love it, if they think it's convenient, then not much else matters. But the best part is that in the U.S., 86% of all the dairy cows are just Holstein. And so that is, just makes it easier for us to develop algorithms for Holstein dairy cows to begin with and to just start serving those customers.
What are the implications of the cowler in improving agriculture and food security across the globe, especially in the developing countries?
So in the developing countries, the biggest problem would be higher culling rates because of diseases that don't get treated on time. And the second thing would be reproduction. Lower reproduction rates are a big problem. So, just to put this into context, every time a dairy farmer loses or misses a heat cycle, they're basically saying goodbye to an unborn calf. 21 days of milk production, the U.S., that's equivalent to a $400 loss in potential income, right? If we're just able to do that, that would be incredibly convenient, especially it's better for the environment as well, right? So if you've got a lot of cows, but they're not making you optimal amounts of milk, that means there's an incentive in the market to have more cows. And obviously, cows generate methane as well. So if you had like less cows and produce the same amount of milk from those number of cows, that would be actually helping the environment in the long run as well.
What are the next steps in your career?
Here in Mountain View right now, we just got into Y Combinator. That's a top accelerator in the U.S. They've got some really good resources here as well. Really looking forward to like try to work on improving our product and really disrupt the dairy industry, not just in Pakistan, but also here as well. My motivation is really, really clear. It's to help the little guy. In the U.S., little guy is a guy with 500 cows or less. According to the USDA's data, those farms are actually disappearing. They're shrinking right now because of lower milk prices. And so they have to get more efficient and become more productive in order to stay in business. But if I look back home at Pakistan, the problem is even more rampant. There are 14 million dairy farms in Pakistan, and on average, there are 5 to 6 people working on a dairy farm. Those people averagely make less than $2 a day. And the 40 million cows and buffaloes in Pakistan just don't produce enough milk optimally. So for every extra liter of milk, that's the $40 million of extra milk a day. That's $1 billion in 25 days. And on average, if we were just able to improve the industry's average by 1 liter per cow for the 40 million cows that we have in Pakistan, that basically gets you an extra $14.6 billion of extra wealth that goes in the hands of the little guy. I mean, me and my team are incredibly motivated right now to fight for the little guy in both countries, in the U.S. as well as in Pakistan. According to the USDA, in the U.S., 90% of all the dairy farms are less than 200 cows. So there's plenty of little guys here, and there's a lot of little guys in Pakistan. So, I mean, our fight is only just one simple thing, just help out the little guy.
Thank you very much, Umar. It was very nice speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Umer Adnan, a graduate of electrical engineering from Arizona State University, is the founder of Kaula, a Memphis, Tennessee-based startup. He's been talking to Ali Hussein about Kaula, a Fitbit for cows. What are your thoughts about a Fitbit for cows? You can email us with questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. And that's it from me, Petrolano Ali, on this episode of The Food Fix, produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Funding for The Food Fix is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation, a development lab funded by USAID. Our theme music is the song Watching My Garden Grow by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. Thank you for listening and have a great day.